There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. It's the Lori and Julia show here. It's Tuesday. I just had to check. And how are we doing this Tuesday?
Well, it's Oscar Tuesday, Ellie, so we're doing pretty good. Although, my gosh, you try to watch it live on ABC, on GMA, and it's already out on Twitter.
It really was.
So we're good. We're good. It's Tuesday. We have Friday off, Ellie, so... Julie and I have a four-day work week. We're going off to Beverly Hills.
We're
going to
go crash the AARP Movie Awards.
Movie for grown-ups, Julia. And we have to check in on some of our friends, family, and bartenders at our various watering holes.
Always check on your bartenders.
That's right. And like you said earlier, we've got our second day of giving away Madonna tickets.
Yes.
The tickets go on sale Friday, although if you're a committed huge Madonna fan, you already got your tickets and paid the VIP pricing, but they do go on sale, and she's going to be here at the Excel on July 30th, Sunday night. Basically, 40 years and 3 days after Madonna, the album comes out on July 27th, 1983, because that's what she's celebrating. That was her first album and doing all of that. So it's going to be finished the lyric. I feel like today is a pretty easy one. And then we got the Maitake Awards. The same, we're voting right along with the Oscar people, yes. Julia. And if I could just say for the MyTalk, you go to MyTalk1071.com and it's right up there on the top thing. I would just like to talk about my nomination.
I feel like this is the beginning of our show every day for a week. Lori wants Julia, to just reiterate a couple things.
Well, everywhere that you see Elvis or Austin Butler, go ahead and check that box, okay? Because not only is Elvis and Austin Butler nominated for the BAFTAs, which is the British equivalent of the Oscars, now both those, the movie and Austin himself, Oscar nominated,
which is great,
which is fantastic. But the category that I wish to make my case for,
you know, we're going to be doing this all next week.
I know, but I just want to, because voting is happening now.
This is
how the stack is stacking, Julia, is that people's voting right now is setting up all of the things. Yesterday, we talked about the viral internet moment of the year and the WTF award are basically one and the same. The Will Smith smack. But I wanted to ask you what you think of our nomination for Comeback of the Year. Bradley and Dawn nominated Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
Dawn and Steve did Lindsay Lohan. Jason Alexis, Ki-Hoo Kwan, who got nominated for an Oscar today. Kate Bush was nominated by the Academy because of the song. And our Comeback of the Year, the Vikings Colt, biggest comeback in NFL history. That is our nomination. Kids, how do we feel about that nom?
I was surprised because you did all these without me.
Yes.
And you and Grant did them. So I felt like that was a little bit of Grant.
It was 100% me.
Okay, which we have accidental sports talk.
That's right.
I was kind of shocked.
Like, were you pleased?
I thought it was a good one.
I think so,
too. I thought it was a good one.
I mean, Ellie, what do you think?
It would have been good if they were still in the running.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm a little disheartened.
Crown. It's a trophy that the Vikings got this year. They got the biggest comeback in NFL history.
They own
it in the record books.
I'm sick of a comeback not ending in an actual decent playoff.
All right,
run.
I'm with you. So I vote for it and I struggle.
You struggle for it.
Okay. I do.
Yeah. Well, I know it was out of left field. Everybody else was shocked. Yeah, I know. All right.
But I get it, Lori. I mean, I'm with you.
That's where I was going.
You're no fair weather fan, so.
I am a fair weather fan, 100%. Yeah, I but I think, you know, take your flowers where you can get them. Take your accolades, Julia. Take your records where you can. You know what I mean?
I would agree on that 100%.
Yeah. And then my last one that I would just say, you might ask Lori, what were you thinking under the most valuable celebrity? Where, you know, Bradley and Dawn picked Britney. Prince Harry was picked by Don and Steve.
The most valuable?
Well, yeah, it's a very hard thing to, you know, Taylor Swift was picked by Jason Alexis.
That's a good one.
The Academy picked Harry Styles. But to me, there's only one answer. Oprah is the most valuable. Huh. Having Oprah's blessing stamp, whether she interviews Britney, Prince Harry, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, it's Oprah.
Okay, so you're looking at it as a blessing, like as the good housekeeping seal versus I was looking at as financial.
Oh, no, because then this list doesn't even make any sense. Everybody had, because Prince Harry, valuable to who? Britney, valuable to who? Okay. Taylor Swift, valuable, you know, money-wise, Harry Styles, you know. I think we might have a lock on Oprah.
I feel really...
As long as it's not Harry Styles.
For a gal who doesn't like doing these things, you are invested this year in the My Talkies.
Yeah, and the movie of the year, I picked Elvis.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Is anyone surprised?
Well, I know, but other movies are getting picked. We're much like the Academy. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Top Gun, Maverick, Wakanda Forever. The Academy foolishly chose The Batman, which was just nominated for, like, costume today.
Yeah.
That was a wild one. But
I didn't even know it came out this year.
Yeah, movie of the year. Yeah, Elvis. Feel real good about that one, too, Ellie.
Yeah, I think Elvis is a good guess. I think a lot of people will agree with you.
Yeah. Top Gun could win, too.
Yeah, I think Top Gun is... I think that's going to be a sweeper for especially, like, technical categories.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Although the one weird thing about the Top Gun, it didn't get nominated for the guy who did the cinematography.
No.
I think that's kind of weird.
It didn't get a cinematography nomination?
No, isn't that, like...
Because the expertise that they use flying with those planes, that was amazing.
To me, he already won. That was the best cinematography, of the year, but he didn't get nominated. So anyway, well, listen, that is our story that we can't get enough of. Please vote for the My Talkies. Listen to Win for Madonna. And when we come back, we're going to talk all things Oscars.
Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And a lot of companies, big companies, have pulled away from doing mortgages. Because First Equity has been doing them for 21 years in the Twin Cities area, wins a lot of accolades, and has been our partner at MyTalk for well over 12 years, I think, 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, sometimes a solo bank institution doesn't have all the options, and there are options for people. There are options like for based on your income. Are you a veteran? Are you buying a home in a different place? Building something new? There's a lot of different loans that are out there, and First Equity knows and understands what are all of the choices we can get for people.
And you make sure you get your ducks in a row. I know so many people that they have helped and said, hey, listen, you got to look at this, you got to look at this, and let's get this fixed, and then let's get back to this. But no questions, the silly questions. First Equity is there for you, to your partner for life in mortgages. Call them today.
The Oscar nominations came out today, and the Oscars got smart for maybe the second year in a row, doing Best Picture nominees, a mix of box office blockbusters with the art house films, because there's 10 movies nominated. So with Top Gun, Avatar, and Elvis all being nominated, it feels like people will go, oh, geez, yeah, I've seen some of these movies.
I've seen a few of them, exactly.
So, because all the other movies kind of had minimal box office, but Top Gun, Avatar, and Elvis, well, Top Gun and Avatar were, you know,
huge.
Absolutely huge. And I did think it was... I was delighted that Tom Cruise was not nominated for Top Gun for Best Actor. Because he doesn't belong. It's not a transcendent performance at all in any way, shape, or form. I did not think, he's good in it, but it's not, like, if you look at everybody else and what they're doing, it's like, oh, okay, wow, people are transforming. Tom Cruise is just, being...
Give him a stunt award.
Yeah, exactly. So I was glad about that. And I also was happy that I was kind of happy James Cameron didn't get nominated for Best Director for Best Picture.
You're giving the hate out. Who are we excited about?
Julia, here's the thing. For Best Director, there's 10 Best Picture nominees.
I know.
And there's only 5 Best Directors. So people are going to be left out.
Right.
But visual effects isn't movie making. And to me, that's what... Let Avatar win, like, some of these technical things or whatever. But I think that was the right call. I'm sure Baz Luhrmann was bummed he didn't get any love for Elvis.
I would say.
On screenplay or for Best Director. But, you know, I was excited for Angela Bassett because I think she's obviously a favorite. She's the first actress to be nominated for a Marvel movie with a role in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm. I was pissed as hell that Ana de Armas got a nomination for Best Actress for Blonde when everyone said that movie is so bad, which means she either bumped Danielle Deadweiler or Viola King out.
Or Emma Thompson.
Well, I don't think that one.
I loved that movie.
Yeah, I know, but it never was getting very much buzz. Yeah. The campaign that worked, and CAA came up with this with Andrea Riseborough. She got nominated in the Best Actress category for a movie no one has seen called To Leslie, and Cate Blanchett shouted it out at the Critics' Choice Award.
Tell me what she said again.
She said, and the amazing work by Andrea Riseborough and To Leslie, and that's when everyone was like, what? But Kate Winslet had name dropped it. They had all these Mira Sorvino. They
all had these CAA clients
who've been nominated for Oscars and be bringing this up all the time so that the Academy nominate, so people would watch the movie. And right. It's been described as Norma Ray meets Nomadland. It's this Texas woman down on her luck who wins like a $200,000 lottery, and basically everybody hates her. And so it's Norma Ray meets Nomadland. But
it
was an interesting Oscar campaign that worked. It right. got her nominated. She hasn't been nominated for anything.
No, and she's an English actor. And I looked back. I don't know. We don't know anything she's been in.
No.
I mean, she's basically unknown to us.
Brian Tyree Henry was probably delighted he got nominated for Best Supporting for Causeway, which critics said he was the best part of a movie.
Well, I've never even heard of it.
And Paul Mescal got nominated for a movie that called movie. After Sun,
which we haven't heard of.
And there were no women in Best Director, even though a couple of, you know, Sarah Paul's Women Talking that got nominated. I was happy about Everything Everywhere All at Once was nominated, had the most 11 nominations.
A movie that we're going to finish, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are going to finish.
At some point.
Yeah. But I just can't believe they gave Ana de Armas a nomination for that disaster of a Maryland movie rather than Viola for The Woman King or right. Danielle Deadweiler for Till. No, really can't. That movie, Casey couldn't even, he shut it off after 15
Everyone
minutes.
Everyone did. But that's yeah. But that's it. That's,
yeah, I know, but that one bugged me. That one is the biggest, I think, insult, that one. And I was glad for, in Best Supporting for The Whale, Hung Chow. She's so great in The Menu, and she was also in The Watchmen. She, I think, kind of came out of nowhere in the Best Supporting Actress category. And Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays just this bureaucratic, you know, uptight woman in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
In the accounting department, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in the accounting department.
Perfectly dour.
Yeah, very dour. Did you see that movie, Ellie, Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah, we've talked about this like every time I've filled in. I love that movie.
Tell us what you thought of it. You loved it?
I did love it, but I'm into more of the like, cerebral, like look how many things you can see on the screen at once. But they also keep it cohesive, and the acting that's going on underneath all like the big set pieces is just incredible.
Yeah,
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I mean, I got to believe that Michelle Yeoh and that Ki Hugh Kwan have got to be favorites. Also, their other co-star got nominated. Stephanie Hugh, I think you say her name. She was the gal who played Elvis and like sort of the alter, you know, the person giving Michelle Yeoh's character the
talk. Yeah, she got nominated.
Yeah. And so that was sort of a surprise. But
well, I just want to go.
And Natu from RRR got nominated for original song. So I hope they perform that on stage.
And so the songs that were nominated, Lori.
Yeah, Gaga for Hold My Hand for Top Gun and Lift Me Up, the Wakanda song by Rihanna. So those two
will be performing. People were thought Taylor Swift would get it for Where the Crawdads Sing.
That wasn't even a good song.
Mm-hmm. I was like, why do we need to give her an award for this when there's so much else that she's done that's better in the last year?
I agree.
Okay, so let's.
And Diane Warren is nominated again for her best original song.
What movie was it in?
I can't remember what movie, but I saw her name and I thought, oh, good. You know, maybe this year she might win. Applause from Tell It Like a Woman, music and lyrics by Diane Warren. But I think Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga or Lift Me Up or the Natu, I have a better chance of winning.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I want to go back to the best pictures. Okay. Remember when they expanded the list from 5 to 10?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you my personal opinion. I think 10 is too many. I think it is way too many. I think.
I don't know why they ever did that.
Because
I think
they wanted to
include blockbusters and not just art house films.
Art house. But by doing that, I feel. Yeah, it's just weird that there's so many because, like you said, you saw this movie Triangle of Sadness with Woody Harrelson. Is about people on a cruise that sinks and they're all on an island together.
It won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, and Casey and I watched it on the plane going to Mexico, and we were just like, okay,
"What is
if
this?"
If you're looking for satire, The Menu does satire far better than the Triangle of Sadness.
I love that.
Huh?
I love The Menu. That's a good watch. It's just fun.
I mean, you can go ahead and try Triangle of Sadness. Tell me that I'm wrong. But it was so depressing. Jeez, that was depressing.
It sounds, in Women Talking, you saw that about this.
I saw
this.
That. Good depressing. Very good, but very
women
depressing.
In a religious community.
Feels a little bit like a play when you're watching a movie. It's heavy dialogue. Mm-hmm. I will say that, you know, it's based on a true story about a Mennonite group, I think, in Bolivia. But my friend and I thought we couldn't stop thinking about the movie for several days.
So it stuck with you like The Menu. I've heard sucks with people.
No, but in a different, this was because The Menu was satire. So that was like more like just some of the gasping moments. But Women Talking, it was really, it did stick with me. But it's so bleak. It's such a bleak movie.
Yeah.
But Sarah Pauly, I mean,
there were a lot of first timers. Brendan Fraser has got his first Oscar nod. Colin Farrell, this is his first. Austin Butler, Paul Mescal, Bill Nye.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen that Bill Nye. There's a lot of these that we have some work to do.
Yeah.
To watch these movies and these performances.
And Cate Blanchett scored her 8th Oscar nomination for Tar. She will join the 8-time Oscar circle. Are you interested in who that is?
Worthy nomination.
Judi Dench, Glenn Close, Katharine Hepburn, Betty Davis, Geraldine Page, and Meryl Streep. So even though Kate said she doesn't approve of televised horse races,
I bet Michelle Yeoh wins.
Oh, I hope she does.
Yeah, I think so.
I want her to win.
When we come back, we've got Allison Kaplan with us to tell us about her cool new venture and many other things. We'll catch up on some fashion stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk. Hey, gang. Lori and Julia here for Furniture Manor. And, you know, we're going to be talking some fashions with Allison. When you're thinking of fashion for your home, Furniture Manor is such a wonderful furniture store with stuff for really all different rooms in your home, every room in your home, at wonderful prices. But different things that you're going to find from other furniture stores around the Twin Cities area. If you have not been there before, it is so well worth it. It's 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo. And, you know, sometimes when you go into furniture stores, you're overwhelmed. But the way Furniture Manor is set up, it's cozy.
It's easy to shop.
It's easy to shop. You understand? When you go there, they've got this wide corduroy couch, which corduroy couches are all the rage back in. It is so buttery, yummy, and you'll just die. I sat on it and I'm like, I want this. It's so gorgeous. But go check out the beautiful furniture, the great pricing, and the great people at Furniture Manor. We are so delighted. We have our colleague, our friend, who's been with us forever. Allison Kaplan is with us. And of course, she is one half of the Shop Girls. She's also the editor-in-chief of Twin Cities Business. And before we get into your new business.
Hello. It's so good to be in the studio.
I'm so happy to see you.
So fun.
Before we get into the big business, I want to know, you came out with your 100 list for 2023. Tell us a little bit about that.
The TCB 100. Every year we do this list telling you who should be on your radar, who to watch.
Like to invite
in
over
business.
For dinner or what?
Well, you could try. You should probably try to like get into business with them or something like that. So it's kind of all over the spectrum. It's just people in Minnesota, everything from nonprofits to startups to you know, CEOs, all the people you should know. Your friend downstairs, Ben Lieber, make the list for his new role.
Cool.
You guys were probably like 102, 103.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just had to cut it off.
David Fema's in here.
David Fema is in there. And, you know, he had never been on the list before, believe it or not.
That's funny.
And he's kind of a controversial figure, but there's no question that when you look at what's happening right now in downtown Minneapolis, he is so outspoken and he's willing to say, look, businesses, you need to bring your people back or restaurants can't survive.
They do.
And he's, you know, he's putting a lot on the line to open that new restaurant, Margot, in the North Loop.
What do you think about that? Do you see businesses bringing their people back? I mean, I drive around and look at all these huge buildings and think, what is...
I think it's all over the board right now. I mean, there are some that are saying we need a more regular schedule. We need to be back at least a few days a week. I think the ones that have tried to bring people back 5 days a week, it has backfired royally.
Right.
But downtown is really a mixed bag. And they might be back where they're going in once or twice a week. But the rare is a day where you go downtown and it feels busy. I think we need to just rethink what a downtown is and what purpose it serves during the week, because it's just never going to be the same.
It isn't, is it?
No, but we have, it's important, and we have a lot of buildings that are sitting there empty, and we got to figure out what happens next.
Yeah, it feels apocalyptic not to have them be busy.
But I don't think we can just give up on our city.
No, I agree.
I ruffled a few feathers by saying, because, you know, the city put together this new committee to study retail and how do we get more retail, you know, after like the latest round of, you know, Nordstrom Rack leaving and all that. I'm like, it's just not about saying, can we get the gap to fill this space. It's about like, what are the new uses? What are reasons why people are going to use a city or live in a city? And how do you just rethink what happens between sporting events?
Yeah.
Agreed. Wow. Yeah.
Right?
I so agree, Allison. Good luck on that one, because I think if anyone can tackle it, it's you.
Well, remember the Super Bowl, you guys?
Yes.
I mean, like, remember how exciting it was to be downtown and have a concert outside and the zip lining? Like, why does it have to be just for a Super Bowl?
You're right.
I mean, we could have that. People would go if there were exciting things
happening. If you build it, they will come. Yes. If you provide it, people will do it.
Do you feel like people want to, or are people just exhausted?
I feel like there are people who need space. I think there are a lot of people who are tired of being in their house. I think you look at our startup community, and these are people who need space. Why don't you let them take open spaces on the first floors of buildings downtown? Yeah. And they would bring some vibrancy and new products and cool events. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah,
instead of going after the same things again and again.
I agree. I'm glad to see that you have Shaletta in there.
Shaletta.
She is a mover and a shaker.
She is killing it.
Yes, she is.
I'm so glad that she's on your list. We marvel at her.
Really. And next week, she's going to the Capitol. She is marching to the Capitol with a group of Black business owners saying, we need more attention, we need more resources, and let's get this done. And she and businesses are listening.
Yes, they
are.
Yeah.
It's good for her. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So right, we're really going to nominate you.
Yeah, you really
I mean, Allison, you do have fresh good ideas.
Thank you. Well, it's the TCB 100 list is something that, you know, we refer to it all year long.
It's online. To get it down to 100, I bet it is.
It is, and that's the great part, right? That there's never a struggle to get to 100. It's always about reducing it.
Because you have airline. I mean, it's really cutting everything that's kind of important to the fabric.
Right. And things where we know people are going to kind of have something pivotal happening this year. So the whole list is online. You can go to tcbmag.com and look at it and figure out who you need to meet.
Yeah.
Who you need to get a meeting with. Right.
Exactly.
No, you're exactly right. I love this. And the poll ads are on the cover.
The poll ads were our people of the year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For 2022. And again, that was about downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah,
that was about who is investing, who is showing up every day. They built a hotel, for God's sakes. They built a skyscraper and they are there. They're present.
And how many people live downtown too?
Right.
So just giving that whole other.
Yeah. I got to go in one of those penthouses in the Four Seasons. Have you guys been up there?
No. Well, tell us. Ooh, we were only there for your Fashionopolis.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so much fun.
Well, we tried to photograph the poll ads upstairs in one of those apartments, which is going for the condos are going for $10 million or something. But it was such a windy day that Bill's hair didn't cooperate up on the rooftop. And let me tell you, as somebody who doesn't love heights, it is real high up there.
Yeah, yeah,
but wow, the view of the city, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. And I know people that love going to the restaurants there and really enjoy it.
Yeah. That was the best fashion show. It felt like New York City.
Oh, yeah.
It really was amazing.
Yeah. It was.
And we heard it's going to be there next
It's going to be back there again.
Later this year. Allison.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's so good to see you.
So good to see you, too.
For people who don't know, Allison was one of our original OGs.
Yes.
Coming on and doing fashion when you were at the Pioneer Press.
Yep, Pioneer Press and then Minneapolis St. Paul.
And you wrote about us a couple times. We went up to the SAG Awards wearing our Monique Lhuillier dresses.
What are you going to wear this year? What are you bringing with you?
We're busting the AARP Movie
for Grown-Up Awards, which is being filmed at the Beverly Wilshire on Sunday.
Hosted
by Alan Cummings, won't air till February.
On PBS.
And we're just going to see.
First of all, we're trying to get a reservation in a restaurant there so we can just be on site.
Yeah.
You'll get in.
Yeah.
We're trying.
And we'll shimmy up to the bar.
And there's always black pants, white top, and try and smuggle yourself in as a waiter.
Good thinking. You guys have all the tricks.
Anything. Yes. Or as a publicist.
Yeah.
And we just thought we would wear our old SAG
awards.
It's all in how you walk.
Just walk with confidence. For sure.
And that story on the guy that busted into all of
the obituary. Yeah. He was the world's greatest party crasher. The Washington Post. He was 92. He crashed everything. Super Bowls, Oscars.
Everything.
There was no party he couldn't get into.
I love that.
I know.
Wow. So, you guys could do that.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if I have the hoops I used to have.
Hoosa.
Which is a shortened version.
Special flower power.
Who knows if it's going to happen to us? You know, you're a big Madonna fan, aren't you?
Of course. Huge.
Are you going to the concert?
I mean, I would like to. I don't know what the ticket situation is.
Well, we're giving them away later in our show today.
Yeah. I just paid $394 per ticket.
I saw her last time she was here.
Yeah.
It was epic.
It was epic. Yeah.
Was it, though?
It was.
It was for me because I hadn't seen her. And it was wrong that I couldn't believe I had never seen Madonna.
Julia,
I needed that experience.
This time, a 90-year-old woman trapped in a younger woman's body.
A 26-year-old body.
She clutched her pearls and waved her little whips in the air that Madonna didn't come out until 10 o'clock. Or whatever it was.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I missed the whole thing, so I'm with you.
You're with me, right?
I would like to go.
But you went to that show. She started late. We didn't care.
No.
We didn't care,
yeah.
Julia.
I don't even remember that she started late. It was
so
good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But Julia also, we saw Lisa Marie Presley at the Fine Line. She started at 9, and at 9:55, I thought it was intermission, and it was over, and Julia's, this is the greatest concert I've ever been to.
Because it was over before
9:55.
I do not need to be out. No. I start playing tennis at 9 o'clock right now, and it drives me crazy. Oh. I'm like, what is this all about?
You need a morning league.
That Chart House on Thursday night at the Stillwater. The music starts at 7, and then I can go play tennis after. It's over by 9.
I kind of like that. We need to hear all about you, and we want to talk fashion. Can you hang out with us?
Sure.
Okay, that's Allison Kaplan. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Lori and Julia here with Ann Tressler of Tressler Law. Now, Ann, we've heard that January has one of the highest rates for divorce filings than any other month of the year. And I'm wondering, is this because of the holidays, because of the new year starting? What's the deal?
I think it really is affected by the holidays. I think a lot of people who are at a difficult point in their life try to maintain status quo for the sake of the children and the family during the holidays. They get through it and they kind of say, this is kind of my last straw. I need to move on. And again, you have your New Year's resolutions, and it's the idea that now I can make those changes I need to and make a fresh start in my life.
And if some of our people listening are thinking about divorce, what should their next steps be?
Well, I really encourage people to start educating themselves. Start really gathering information and knowledge of their financial circumstances. A lot of people rely on the spouse to take care of it. Start educating yourself on that to be prepared. It'll also be more cost effective during the divorce proceeding.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Cyrus, and we love our guests. We have Allison Kaplan, the editor-in-chief of Twin Cities Business, and Shop Girls on Saturday morning.
Yep, Saturday with my mama. She doesn't let me sleep in.
You guys have a great show.
We have a lot of fun.
We absolutely love it. So
okay. Thank you.
So was it just last week? I feel like it was just last week. I got a little notification from my New York Times.
Uh-huh.
Here's a story you might like as a longtime subscriber.
Yes,
and I get a modern shopping experience for mothers of the bride or groom. And I see it's you.
It's me.
It's you.
What the heck is she doing
there? And I heard you and Harmony talk about Mother of the Bride. And I'd heard you one time we say it was coming, but that was like one of your number one things that you
guys listen to Shop Girls, it is the question we get week after week, year after year.
Yep.
It is women saying their son or daughter just got engaged. They don't know what to wear. They don't know where to go.
Yep.
And they don't feel like retailers in the fashion industry is speaking to them. It's intimidating, you know?
Because you don't even know where to go.
You don't know where to go. There aren't a lot of stores that even do special occasion anymore.
Yeah, and I also think you're right about that, and I also think that the whole mother of the bride thing, it almost has like a sneer to it.
That's right.
And so people don't feel happy shopping.
Right. There is this weird stigma.
Yes.
You say mother of the bride and people immediately think matronly.
Yeah.
And there is no woman in 2023 who wants to be labeled matronly. Nobody wants to wear a little beaded jacket.
Yes.
Women don't want to fade into the background. And you know what? Their kids don't want them to either.
Right.
It's just a different time. And women are, a lot of times you're feeling your best. You have more time to work out.
Yeah.
You feel great. You want to look great. And it's not taking away from the couple for the mom to look sensational.
So,
yes.
Right? So here comes Mother Of, and it's motherof.co.
Yes, motherof.co.
One day
maybe we'll be able to afford the M. But right now it's just motherof.co.
You give it a new hope to try to go get body parts back.
yeah.
To get it back with the COM. $30,000
Yeah. Right. What is it about the M?
I didn't know we could drop the M. This is very exciting.
You can do dot anything.
This is so exciting.
You could do dot body part.
I love it. Okay, tell us.
So it really did come from the radio show, the idea of the business.
The idea really did. That's what inspired it. I mean, that and obviously years of being a style editor for Minneapolis St. Paul, it just felt to me like this is an unserved market and more women of this age are shopping online, especially after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so I just decided after all this time, you know what? I'm going to put together a website. Instead of answering the same question via email over and over and over, I'm going to do a website and curate dresses. Not selling anything. Mm-hmm. Just saying, these are great picks. So we're cutting through the clutter. You don't have to go through 1,000 pages on Bloomingdale's.com. Yeah. We're just saying, these are great dresses for different body
and
types.
And I saw that you had a thing, sandals to wear to a wedding, a beach wedding.
Yes.
And you had three specific sandals. Now, this is the kind of step-by-step that people are looking for.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
I really think that's the idea.
I just think people want reassurance and they don't want the hassle.
So you...
Right. It's too much to look through. Because I did this for an urgent when I was mother of the bride, okay? Mm-hmm. And I had to find a dress. It was the most depressing shopping experience of my life. And I am a shopper. I can find joie de vie in any kind of shopping.
Right, right.
And it was so overwhelming because I just went to Nordstrom, but there were so many choices. And I had so many questions and I didn't want to be a bother. I just hated the whole experience.
And I think it's a day that is there's elevated drama, right? Yeah. You don't want to be too sexy, but you don't want to be frumpy. But, I got an email this week, you'll relate to this, a woman saying, I'm 6 feet tall, but I'm the stepmom. And I don't want to stand out.
Yeah. Right.
So I need to look like a wallflower and I don't really know how to look like a wallflower. Yeah. What to do? So it's all of those kinds of questions.
Here's my question.
So I'm on Mother Of, and it has the dresses. You have them by black tie, cocktail, daytime destination suits.
Yes.
So
nice.
You've gone in and curated a list of different dresses that people can wear.
Yes.
So if I click, and you can put in filters, your price, your brand, your color, all that. So if I click in and I want to buy this Ralph Lauren floral ruffle trim gown for $295, what happens then?
That's a cute dress, too.
Lori and I both loved it.
It will just take you to the website. It'll take you to Ralph Lauren. It'll take you to Nordstrom. So, we're just routing you to the websites. We're just trying to make it easier to find the stuff. And we're writing editorial descriptions. We're saying why. This is good because it's going to kind of it's got some ruching around the middle.
Right.
It's got that flutter sleeve. We're just trying to make it easier and sort of be your virtual best friend.
And how do you make money? Listen to me asking the question. I'm sorry, it's probably really rude.
No, that's fine. Affiliate marketing is the name
got
of the
it.
Game.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, I'm an editor. I still think like a journalist. So I'm trying to tell stories and provide advice.
Right.
But if you click and you buy it, then there's, there can be a kickback.
Oh my gosh. This is so cute.
We're choosing the dresses based on what we think moms will like.
And do you have
And we're telling stories of real moms. So if you have had a wedding recently and you have beautiful pictures, the stories are always about the brides. If you read Vows in the New York Times, it's all about the bride and groom. You never see photos of the moms.
No, I know. And as the mother of the groom, do you have to defer to the mother of the bride on dress?
No.
You need to consult anything.
No.
No, I say no.
Well, look at Marie's on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marie Hill is here. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Julia, as the mother of two boys?
I'm not there yet.
I know, but let's just say you were. Would you feel like you had to defer to a mother of the bride about what you wore?
Or have a conversation about the dress? Uncharted until you're in the position.
Until you're there.
Okay. And also, is anybody a bride or groomzilla or a momzilla in the scenario?
Sure. You don't
know. Because that also will dictate stuff.
True.
Because it could back you into a corner and look for the nicest.
We're not there yet, but I would imagine there would be a little bit of a conversation because I'm the groom. You know,
yes,
I'm sure there would be what color are you thinking? Because I don't want to,
Right? You want to. Hopefully, everybody gets along.
We all blend together.
Hopefully, the bride and groom say we just want.
That's the number one factor that you don't know.
As long as Julia can look amazing, that's number two.
Right, and that's.
But I just think the idea that the mother of the bride gets to dictate, if she's wearing purple, then you cannot. I think that's kind of a dated idea.
I would agree with that.
But then, you know, if you're a bonus mom, step-parent, I mean, then you add in all those layers. I'm just telling you, there's no etiquette for it.
It's tricky.
I'm so glad that you're helping with etiquette and fashion.
It's tricky.
Mother of.co.
Yep. And you can follow on Instagram, motherof.co on Instagram and on TikTok too.
Yeah.
In TikTok now.
The moms are on TikTok, believe it or not.
I know.
Yeah. Whole new world.
And is it hard to curate for destination weddings? Because I always think, you know, I've had a couple friends where their kids do the destination and that particular one seems to be vexing for people.
Vexing is the perfect word. I think it is. I think it's really, people don't know what to do and how dressy to be. I mean, I think it depends because I've seen pictures of beautiful destination weddings where people are really formal and then there's some where they're in like a casual caftan and flip-flops.
Okay, so. I just want to speak out. You don't have to be a mother of a bride or groom to go to this website because these are beautiful dresses if you're going to a wedding.
Yes, I would say that
because
too.
I'm looking here because I'm going to a destination wedding in North Carolina in April, and I'm looking at some of these beautiful dresses that I would want to wear. I mean, this website is for weddings.
That's a good point.
It's women of a certain age, we like to say. Yeah. You know, quote unquote. I think it's just dresses that are going to make you feel
beautiful.
The Hollywood
beautiful. Speak on this is you're probably 40. Yeah, you're probably 40. And you've noticed some things that are very, very different from five years ago.
I have a lot of friends who are in amazing shape, look like $1 million, and they still don't really want to wear their, you know, cutouts on their abs, you know? Like, there are just certain things that it's like, And I think the other thing is, you see all these dresses that might be appropriate, but when you see them modeled on a 20-year-old, it's really hard to know. Like, is this going to work for me?
Yeah, so I do like that.
And you have women of all different shapes and sizes and
colors.
That's
the idea, is to show, just to provide some inspiration.
How do you do it, Allison? You should be on your list. You should be in the 100.
You guys, you're funny.
You really should. So back to Twin Cities Business, which you're the editor-in-chief of, is huge. It's the very thick issue.
Yeah.
Do you guys, besides at the website, can people buy this at newsstands? What is a newsstand?
Yes.
I can't believe I said that out loud.
No, they exist. On the newsstand at Barnes & Noble, just at select newsstands. Okay. Minneapolis, St. Paul, you find all over. Twin Cities Business, you got to hit a Barnes & Noble, just a few. Otherwise, you can subscribe. I mean, go to tcbmag.com, subscribe if you want the actual magazine. It's still nice to have a sit-down magazine experience.
We were talking about this because
if I were in sales of some kind, I would for sure buy this magazine. Yeah. Or if I was trying to network, I would buy this issue.
You can actually have the virtual experience. You can look at the entire magazine online, not just individual stories. We actually
It's good information about what's going on in our community.
Yeah.
For anyone who's interested.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There are a lot of movers and shakers.
You are moving and shaking everything and just working on downtown Minneapolis, would you?
What do you think is the best resource?
I'm just opening my mouth, basically.
What do you think is the best place to bring a wedding dress that you've worn for resale? What do you think are the good places to go to?
That is a great question. Well, there's still Brides on France at 50th and France.
So that still
exists. That's probably the best one. I love June. Mm-hmm. You know, for something really specific, especially if it's like a designer piece, June, which also moved to 50th and France. So you could hit both of them right there.
Thank you, Allison.
That's
just my personal question.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait for you guys to crash everything this weekend.
Oh, well,
we'll be watching.
Yeah, I will. All right, we're going to take a break.